This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Doug and Daddy Show, Thursday edition. Glad to have you along with us. Oh, man. It's one of those days, Producer Caleb. It's one of those days. I can leave to come back down to the studio every day at the same time. I can get here right now, 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago. It's just one of those red light days. It's a beautiful day, but it's a red light day. Every damn light is red. And then you pass Charles Manson, and of course you get behind a four-county plate. It's just that fun talk we always have.
Well, what do you have against four-county plates? Not that
worst drivers in Nebraska. It's well known. That doesn't mean they're bad people or not nice people. It's just, you know, it's one of those things that you can be driving along. You don't even have to look at the license plate and go, what in the – oh, four-county. Just the way it is. It's a big county. A lot of ranch land up there where you don't really have to pay attention, take your time getting wherever you're going, you just don't have to do a lot of things. You're going from A to B. It's a lot of things going on while you grew up. Yeah, that's right. That's how we're starting the day today. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the program today, we're going to talk with Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald, get a little overview on the end of the high school sports season. He'll be at state track going wire to wire, just like most of our media folks will be. So we'll talk with Stu kind of on a statewide look for you. Also, man, oh, man, oh, man, it's just a great day to talk to Dave Malarnik. You get a day like this. He's with the Nebraska Sports Council. And, of course, the Cornhusker State Games we talk about every year. But this year, it's the State Games of America running from July 28th through August the 2nd. And you can participate, and we'll find out how. Plus, it always takes a little work. There's always some neat things that go along with an event, a nationwide event, anytime it's held locally, and we'll talk with Dave about that. We're also going to catch up with Monty Fife of the Grand Island Track Squad. He is boys, as Roger Matheson mentioned from Kearney yesterday, could be a little sneaky off the radar pick to really do some damage. A lot of guys are going, and we'll talk with Monty. Of course, you may know him as Riker's dad. Monty Fife will be joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show coming up towards the bottom of the hour. So we've got all that going on. State baseball continuing. The Big Ten baseball tournament going on. The Royals beat the Reds. I liked the Reds when I was a little kid, too. But it's just more fun to poke fun at Randy. And I would admit, I'm guessing that in about 7 seconds, he'll walk in here unasked and then yell at me. But that's the deal. 7-1, two-game sweep of the Reds. And now the Cardinals come in this weekend for the I-90 series. And you'll hear the games on the Breeze, 94.5. Also, back to the Huskers. I mean, you could just hear it in Darren Erstad's voice after the game yesterday. I mean, it is over. Best of luck. I hope they win today against Michigan State. It's 1 o'clock, and it'll be on 1230 KHAS. But it was just kind of like every game during this last 6 weeks where Nebraska is unable to finish. They don't get the job done. They play hard. They play close. When one thing's going right, something else is going wrong. And Nebraska playing their hearts out. They're up 2-0. And then they just give it right back. I mean, they finally score in the sixth. They take a 2-0 lead over the fourth-ranked team in the country who's won 26 in a row, including two from Nebraska last weekend. And they just virtually give it right back. I mean, he had a one-hitter going in for Sinclair to the sixth inning, which isn't the ninth inning, but it's the sixth inning. And you think, man, this is looking really – I mean, it's just like immediately – I mean, it didn't happen in the second, or they didn't scratch one out in the third. It was just like, oh, okay, it's 2-0 here. We like it to be tied. Here you go. And then just quickly 1-2-3 in the ninth. And Coach Erstad.
We knew we'd have to play almost perfect to come out and win this game today. Thought we had a great approach at the plate, had some good opportunities. Had a chance there with two runs, the first and third, and one out. You know, we tried to surprise him with a safety. It's just a tough matchup for Ben. You know, and Jimenez was trying to shoot the sixth hole in the next one, and hit into a double play. And then we come out, you know, we gave him a couple extra outs in the bottom of the sixth. They tied it up. Should have been out of there probably the 2-1 lead. And, you know, we kept battling, but at the end of the day, we didn't get done.
In his post-game chat with Lane Grindle on the Husker Sports Network, this was his final comment. I mean, everybody has just resigned to the fact that it's just not going to be Nebraska's year.
Obviously, we lose and we're done, and you know, this one stings a little bit. When you have an opportunity and drop another one-run game, you remain confident, you stay positive that you're going to come through in one of those games and find a way to get it done. Sure felt like that was a kind of a game today that we could have won, but we didn't, and now here we are, and you know, we're playing survival baseball from here on out, so we'll just go and try and win one game at a time.
And I'm not going to be overly shocked if Nebraska can win a couple of games here in the loser's bracket, but it's just, of all the years, this is probably the one I'm just, I mean, you felt it the last 3 weeks is nothing. It didn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're not Iowa right now, who hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth to beat Ohio State 3-2 yesterday. That's the kind of thing that might happen to Nebraska today, or one of the things last year when they were behind Ohio State in the tournament 6-3 going into the ninth and they ended up winning it. That seems like that's what's going to happen to Nebraska today. Something weird again is going to happen, and Michigan State is going to stay alive. So 1 o'clock, this game is not televised. It's on 1230 KHAS. It's on the computer at BTN+. And if Nebraska wins, then they would play tomorrow night at 7:30, and then they just keep on playing. A couple of games Saturday, and then they'd have to win on Sunday as well, and on and on and on. What is that, about 5-6 games they'd have to win to have a chance there on Sunday. So we'll see how long they can go, but man, an effort against Illinois that probably was good enough against anybody else yesterday. And ironically, all of the top seeds won. Illinois the one, Iowa the two, Michigan the three, and Maryland the four all came away winners yesterday, and they were all close games, except the opener. Michigan really handled Indiana. It was 4-1, but they dominated it. As we said, Iowa 3-2, Illinois 3-2, and Maryland beat Michigan State by a score of 2-1. If you'd like to be on the Doug and Daddy show today or participate or just to send us a comment, we'd love to hear from you. We'll also be giving you a chance to win Nebraska Danger football tickets later on in the show. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Twitter address at ESPN1460-1550. Just tweet like, hi, Caleb. He's the one watching the Twitter. I don't turn around and look at Twitter, but just tweet Caleb. Say, hey, have a great weekend. That's all you got to do, at ESPN1460-1550. A couple of other sports notes, and then we will move on into our guest list today. We've got the NBA, Houston and Golden State tonight. Cleveland takes game one from Atlanta last night. Really, did you expect anything else? Atlanta's probably going to win game two. We'll go back to Cleveland. Cavs will win a couple. They're on to the NBA Finals. The Western Conference, I think, will be more exciting. I'm not saying that there'll be more or less games. It's just that they can score the basketball a little bit more than what Atlanta and Cleveland are probably going to do. Not that they can't, but against each other, I think defense is going to end up prevailing there. And if you like goals in hockey, you got some last night. Tampa Bay 6-5 over the New York Rangers in overtime. Tonight, Chicago, coming off that triple overtime win over Anaheim, will return home for that series as game three, and they are even at one apiece. Did I mention the Royals won? Yes, I did. 7-1 over the Cincinnati Reds. Last night, 7-1. Did I mention that, Caleb? I couldn't remember. 7-1.
I don't think we said who it was over, though.
Over the Reds.
Yeah, that one.
From Cincinnati. Yeah, Cincinnati Reds. UNK and Hastings College track teams are competing at their outdoor national meets over the next 3 days. For Hastings College, Jennifer Magg is a multiple national champion in the shot, and she also picked up a discus championship. Also competing, Michelle Toucan, Lauren Shoemaker, Sarah Olson, and Porsche Parnell. For the men, Zane Peterson, Cody Jackson, and Sean Robnett. For UNK, Dylan Troats going in the decathlon, which started today. Danny Coons is in the hammer throw, which is going on this morning. Brady Land is in the long jump, which is this afternoon, and then Marissa Bongers is in the 800. The prelims are tomorrow. We're going to talk about the state track meet and more about the Nebraska 100. 10 years ago, the Omaha World Herald did, not even arguably, did something extremely cool, and they just decided, who are the 100 best athletes in Nebraska? Sports Illustrated had kind of done a thing there even before that, the 10 greatest athletes in each state, which got the thinking going there. We talk about the Mount Rushmore here about a year ago, who's the best in each sport. But now the World Herald wants to update it, and they kind of wrapped up their nomination process yesterday. Stu Pospisil, one of the heads of this, they've got another meeting today to talk about a few of these things. There's some sure shots over the last 10 years. We talked about them before, like an Alex Gordon, a Jordan Larson. Then there's some others that go in. The thing is, if you were 90 through 100, does that automatically mean you're out? And these people are in. We'll find out what Stu and the gang at the World Herald are thinking and try to stop any madness before it occurs. We'll talk to Stu after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just equate happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire,
touchdown! Kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 65. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 45. For Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy, showers likely, high of 57. And Friday night, chance of rain. Currently, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It looks like and sounds like everybody had a good time at Eric Church last night in that concert season, and also Judas Priest. I think I saw more Judas Priests out there than I saw Eric Church, although there were obviously more people at Eric Church than Judas Priest because Pinnacle holds more than the Stir Concert Cove. But, Stu, which one were you at? Good morning, Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald.
I was attending an alumni meeting. So,
which one would you have went to? If I'd have said you get the front row of one of these two concerts, are you Judas Priest or are you Eric Church?
you know, I might actually want to see a Judas Priest just to say I did.
There you go. All right, good enough.
Which one did you do?
I would go to Eric Church. Not that I have anything against The Rock. It's just that Judas Priest wouldn't be the one necessarily that I would go to. There's some from that genre, that era, that would be cool to go to. But, of course, again, on the other side, how many times do you get a chance to see Judas Priest? You can see Eric Church. What is this, about the millionth time he's come to Nebraska? So, which is cool. So, anyway.
Hey, it's nice that we get a wide array of options.
I'd rather go see...
In all parts of the state.
I'd rather go see Cougar at the Orpheum there in Omaha.
Hey, around here, you could see them at that Children's, or the Project Harmony before it was shot.
Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. We're going to talk about the Nebraska's Greatest 100 here in a little bit, but obviously a lot's been going on this time of the year. Golf, soccer, track, of course, is where the majority of folks will be over the next 2 days. Tennis beginning today. Baseball. I know you keep an eye on baseball. Grand Island was there. They had the ebbs and flows even more than a Husker team did here over the last couple of weeks. But state baseball, we talked with Coach Day on here. Where do you think the talent is right now compared to the past few years?
You know, I don't think I'm not sure how good our whole cycle of talent is. I think we're seeing that in all sports. I hope it's just a cycle rather than a trend. So I look at the talent going into the colleges, and I just you don't have an Alex Gordon out there in baseball, let's be honest. But how many times are we going to see one of those?
Well, there's no doubt about it. We move on to track, and we always seem to have a few special athletes to talk about. But what is your storyline going into tomorrow?
Well, I think, one, it's going to be the weather. And if it's cool, KJ Cotton is the state's best boy sprinter, has had hamstring issues. It's a family genetic issue. His dad, Hurst Cotton, had those issues in Nebraska, and so has his older brother, Kenzo. KJ is healthy this year. He had a hamstring pull or hurt mid-season. He's back. He's running times there on the all-time electronic charts. But if it's cool, that's not going to help him. Or Chloe Atkin Atiko. Say that fast three times, Doug.
That's fun doing her in basketball, I'll tell you.
The Bellevue West Jr. is one of the state's all-time best sprinters. She's added the 400 to her repertoire. She could be a three gold medalist with a sweep of the 100, 200, and 400. I don't think she's going to get the fourth gold because I don't think the relays.
Wow. Okay, Stu. Be that way. Stu Pospisil, we'll reconnect with Stu there as we lost signal. Talking about the state track meet that'll be going on starting tomorrow. Classes A and C at 9 a.m. and then B and D. The field events will get going at 3, and the track events will get going at 3:30. That 3,200 relay is the first event up, and then all classes will get going after the Parade of Champions Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And again, weather permitting, you could be a little bit longer. There's always a good lull in the middle of the afternoon on Friday, so if there's a delay, you do get a chance to make that up. Stu's back with us here. Stu, you were talking about probably not getting the four golds with the Kinetico because of the relay. That's kind of where we lost
the relay. Yeah. Right. And then the race to meet, guys, is the girls 1600, where we could have maybe four break 5 minutes, which would be an all-time first for the state. Katie Spencer's already gone under five. I mean, four going under five. Geraldine Poe has approached that. Taylor Summers from Millard South, also Forsberg of Lincoln Southeast, both could get there. And it could be just a race for the ages if the conditions are good.
Obviously here, and we talked with Coach Matheson yesterday, that's going to be the story, is when Kearney's at the top and when they're not at the top. How do you see the Class A boys playing out?
You know, I'm still working on the projections, but Kearney's going to be in the mix purely because of its weights. of its throwers. You know, I think I've got them pegged for potentially 39 or 40 points. And in a meet where 60 could win it, if Jacob White has a good meet and their pole vaulter is a Tragen, vaults better than he did at District where he only cleared 12-6. If he goes back up to 14 feet, he could snatch some valuable points. It may be the first one to 60, and Carney's capable of getting there.
You guys are on the same wavelength, because that was the exact point total Coach Matheson threw out yesterday. We're going to talk with Coach Fife of Grand Island here in a little bit. Coach Matheson kind of thought maybe they would be a dark horse. They've got a lot of kids, but as he calls them, maybe not always the big hitters. What are you seeing from GI?
You know, they potentially could get 18 in the pole vault, you know, led by Kevin Cahoy, and their number two guy, and I don't have my charts in front of me, I apologize, but he's a...
Austin Telekin. You know,
he's had a good season. You know, I'm still waiting for Kevin to pop one, and I don't know if the conditions again, although tomorrow, you know, it's supposed to be pretty calm. Maybe this is the day that Kevin gets into the 16s and does something really special. You know, numbers are always good. I mean, you can't argue that, but I'm not sure Grand Island's got the quality enough to, you know, they may get a point here, point there, but, you know, can they get some seconds and thirds that get you the bigger points?
And depending on where you were, the conditions were much better, not perfect, but they were much better Thursday for the B and C meets than they were Wednesday for the A and D, where in this part of the state, winds were gusting over 30, maybe 40 at times. So you can't necessarily go by the district marks as you would in some cases. But where else outside of A are we going to see a couple stories, Stu?
Well, you know, I there could be a rare 1-2-3 team sweep in Class B girls pole vault with Holdridge. You know, you just don't get many teams in any event that have three top-notch athletes, and that's what the Dusters seem to have. I've got to try and find my charts. I don't think it's happened more than a handful of times in boys or girls in state meet history.
Stu, we were talking about some of the events, and I guess it doesn't even really matter where you look, but it seems like even on the girls' side, we've seen some, especially in the shot, the discus, better throws this year and more consistent. Maybe not break an all-time top 10, but let's just say there were more girls throwing the shot over 40 feet this year. Do you see that in that event or any other event that had a little spike this year?
I thought our boys' pole vault was pretty solid for the number of boys in the state that have cleared 14. I thought that was pretty remarkable. You know, I think at the top, and I'll write about this for tomorrow, we've got better track marks compared to last year going into state than we do this year on both boys and girls. And then on the field events, you know, maybe we don't have quite the star power up top, but maybe we are a little deeper. I just see a whole lack of depth in some events across the board. I mean, I think we've got the superstars still. I'm not sure how good the middle is anymore, and we've kind of compounded that by now scoring out to 8 rather than 6.
Again, state track meet Friday and Saturday. Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get to the Nebraska 100. The World Herald Nebraska 100 was out 10 years ago. You guys are going to update that after a decade. There's obviously at least a couple of names that will be added here. What sparked the decision to update the list? There had to be that moment going, you know what? We need to update this.
You know, I think it's been on our website. It's up there right now for people to look at and enjoy. And I think that there was enough continued interest that we said, let's, you know, it's time. It's a nice round 10-year number anniversary. Let's, you know, maybe, you know, start this in 2015, and then we'll remember to do it in 2025 and you know, do it on the tens. And, you know, certainly we've got some potential stud athletes who have come through in the past 10 years. I mentioned Alex Gordon earlier. You know, you've got to look at the likes of Danny Woodhead, Bud Crawford, Jordan Hooper, Jordan Larson, Kurt Thomas Savage in his bobsled exploits. You know, there are six names right there that very well could break into the top 100.
Stu, did you guys miss anybody the first time?
You know, when you get down to 91 to 100, you know, it's kind of, okay, you know, is 101 better than the 100? And, you know, I think we've gone back and looked, and I think we've fine-tuned now that, I mean, I've done things differently in setup than we did 10 years ago. You know, one thing I've done is, you know, off our existing list, I've listed the football players in order, the basketball players in order, the baseball, the track. And when our review committee meets today, that's going to be one thing we're going to ask them is, do we have these people within their sport ranked accordingly, you know, in proper position? And I don't think we're going to necessarily, when our staff sits down to do our final rankings, blow the thing up from 2005, but we certainly could have some adjustments.
Will we, I mean, once these athletes' careers are over, it's hard to say, well, maybe 98 should have been 75. Just kind of assume that the bottom seven are going to drop off. And when I say that, that's kind of where you put the best cowboy, the best, you have John Pesek there at 100 as a wrestler. Some of the lesser sports, is there any?
Pesek, what we've learned since the time of John Pesek, who was you know, one of the great wrestling pioneers, is a contemporary of his from Dodge, Joe Stecker, who they had some great brawls, ended up with a better career record against Pesek. So John may be in danger of dropping off, and that's no offense to him. I mean, Stecker and Pesek and Strangler Lewis wasn't from Nebraska, I don't believe, but those were three. I mean, you talk about big names of the 1910s when wrestling and boxing were in, you know, vogue, especially in small-town America. Those three names were household names in a lot of the country.
Stu, when we briefly talked, and we've talked about this since you guys put it back up for debate a couple times here on the show, I think the names you mentioned are going to be obvious if you're looking for, I mean, not everybody in Nebraska knows who Paul Tierney is. And I was trying to think, you know, who would be, what's a sport that's maybe not represented up there? So we did a little research. How would you address, especially with the great tradition that Exarban had, the best jockey, something like that? And I went horse racing. So R.D. Williams has the most wins, according to my research staff, in Nebraska history. Is that something that you look at all?
You know, his name had not come up even within our reader nominations. That's a good one to consider. What's his hometown?
Grand Island.
Okay.
He's a Nebraska boy.
We do have Steve Brooks on at number 93, yep, who, you know, has got rides in the Kentucky Derby. And maybe I've got to go to my cheat sheet here real quick. You know, he was a Triple Crown rider. Rode Ponder to the 1949 Kentucky Derby victory, won 4,400 races and $18 million in 32 years. And probably the kicker, he's in the horse racing, the Thoroughbred Horse Racing Hall of Fame.
Is there anybody, kind of going back to what we chatted about for a moment earlier, is there anybody on the list, and I see Alice Schmidt, that's one that immediately comes to mind, that probably will move up because they were still competing when the original list came out? There's not many on the top 100 that had a chance to move up.
No. And Alice, you know, I think by virtue of competing in two Olympics, I mean, that's going to be one of our discussions. Is going to be where does she fit? You know, we've got ahead of her for track athletes. We've got Carol Mosicki Frost from Cedar Rapids, Terry Steer from Crete, Nancy Kindig from St. Cecilia, and Angie Henry from Bellevue West. You know, how high does Alice Schmidt go now?
Let's talk about borderline. It's all opinion. There's a lot of facts that will obviously go in with it. And you mentioned the six. Those are the six that are in the article. Who else do you think has a legit chance of making it here? You've got some of the names here, some people to look at. I guess it's unusual. I don't see a Nebraska football player from the last 10 years that is worthy of making the list, and that's putting two of our Nebraska boys from Kearney right here on that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, our newcomer list, those that, you know, I had come up with, you know, I mean, you've got Kyle Larson, who kicked in the pros, Brian Maher, you know, good high school multi-sport athlete in the, you know, CFL still. You know, has Jabba Chamberlain done enough? Brian Dunsey, you know, Miles Paul, you know, Becky McMurtry for softball, Jacob Malacek, or Jeremy Scott from Norfolk, who vaulted in the 2012 Olympics, or Ann Shadle, who won two NCAA titles coming out of South Sioux. And you've got a 10-year NFL vet in Scott Shanley from St. Ed.
How do you weigh, and I'll throw one more out because it's local in our archery, and Erica Anschutz Jones now from Grand Island. I mean, again, that's a unique sport, but sometimes you...
She's nine world titles.
Yeah, I mean, you look at one sport and you say, okay, they played in the NFL. You know, world titles in a sport like that would seem to be more impressive unless you're all-pro Super Bowl winner.
Well, that, you know, I mean, that's, I think our original list we had 32 or 33 that I considered were on there for, you know, purely their football skill. You know, I considered six to be multi-sporters, which would include your Tom Crop, Ike Mahoney, the great Omaha Commerce athlete of the early 1920s, Eric Strickland, many have heard of, Steve Holcomb from Crete in the late 20s, Scott Frost, Tom Osborne, and Choppy Rhodes. I look at them as you know, not necessarily having a one sport career, but you know, we're versatile and displayed, you know, skills in several sports.
Last minute here with Stu Pospisil on the Doug and Daddy Show. We were talking track. Now we're talking the World Herald's Nebraska 100. They're going to update the list here. Stu, when will the official? What are you guys targeting for a release of this?
You know, we're not going to rush. Our original thought was maybe during College World Series week. I think we're going to do a lot of the judging by what our review committee, and we've got representatives from all parts of the state. We've got more female representation than 10 years ago, and I think that's reflective. And, you know, something to remember there is that we were really without female women's athletics for about 45 years after people like Louise Pound shut down high school athletics for girls. We were in a dark period from about 1926 until the advent of Title IX. So, you know, when you only have 13 females on your list, I look for that number to increase compared to 10 years ago.
And it's not the Stu Pospisil list. You have a committee that does that. How do you weigh the old versus the new? And by the new, I think obviously you would be influenced by somebody that you actually got to watch compete against somebody that you can only read about.
Well, I think we've got a lot of the pioneers or veterans, you know, ID'd already. Obviously, we've come up with a few more. We're going to listen seriously to our review committee. You know, the final decisions we've made by our staff as they were 10 years ago, and Thad Livingston, a good Atkinson boy, and myself and Nick Piastowski, our assistant sports editor, will lead that in-house committee. And you know, we had a procedure 10 years ago that will probably follow suit, where we kind of, you know, average what the three or four voters think and go from there. And like I said, I don't see us you know, blowing the thing up and starting from scratch. I don't think you're going to see Bob Gibson dislodged from number one or Gale Sayers dislodged from number two. But, you know, maybe for, you know, I think a real good debate is going to be, where does Terrence Crawford, in the middle of his work, where does he sit right now? Yeah, I mean, is he one of the top 10 all time for winning two world titles in boxing? Is he in, you know, should be regarded as a top 30? I think he's certainly a top 100. But where does he fit in, you know, with the state of boxing right now? But, you know, he's done something that no other Nebraskan ever has done.
Well, I think it's no matter what, it's great because it stirs up debate, and we can talk about it on shows, and you can get on the World Herald and go to the bottom line, and you can blog it and all that. But I think right there you make an interesting – you kind of prove one of the points right there, Stu. You've got a non-glamorous sport anymore in boxing, and Bud Crawford's won 2 world titles. How do you weigh that against somebody that wins 9 world titles in archery? You know, I just think that's just to pick one of the many that you got out there.
Oh, yeah. And I like I said, we've got 9 people coming in today with diverse points of view, and it's going to be, I think, lively discussion. We're going to do some exit interviews that when our revised list comes out, you'll be able to hear from our panel and also from our staff. And, you know, I hope it's a talker all summer long. I mean, we can't always talk about the 4-string Nebraska punter, can we?
Not on this radio show. Most other ones, but not on this one, Stu. Last question, then we got to get out of here. Of all of them, this is my opinion, as great as Alex Gordon is, I think the best athlete out of all these that you guys have listed that should come in the highest is Jordan Larson. What would you say?
She'd be the top female coming in. And, we only have 1 female basketball player on the list, and that's Martise Ivey. And I think Jordan Hooper will come on the list.
Yep.
I think in another 10 years, if she stays healthy and lives up to her potential, I think Jess Shepherd is another one destined to make it with a great career at Nebraska, like she has the potential.
Mm-hmm.
But again, back to Larson, I mean, what she's done in volleyball, I think she probably, you've got to compare her to Allison Weston. What Weston also had was she was also versatile in other sports, with basketball and track and soccer in high school. So, how does the Olympics rank, compared to, a lot of skills? That's another point of discussion for our committee. And I look forward to just hearing what they think. It's all about hearing from the others.
All right, Stu, we'll let you get ready for the meeting and enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk again soon. Always appreciate it.
We'll miss you in Omaha, as always.
All right. I'll expect a text at some point during the weekend.
You'll got it. Keep it in the fairway.
I'll keep it in some fairway. We're just not sure which one.
See you, Stu.
Put the sunscreen on. Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can find out more by going to the World Herald website. We have got to take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Monty Fife's going to talk Grand Island Track with us right after this.
Crazy Burn is the latest, hottest weight loss product exclusively being sold at the Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs. Are you looking to get fit and slim down for summer? Crazy Burn has ephedra effects resulting in more energy, appetite suppression, and amazing weight loss. Start working on that beach body today. Don't go mad hoping for something to work. Get crazy with Crazy Burn and start getting results today. Available exclusively at your Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall, and the Grand Island GNC in the Conestoga Mall.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete and Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Let's do lunch today at Bonner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. How about a crispy chef's salad, juicy bacon cheeseburger, or marinated Heartland steak sandwich? Complete bar service too. And you can play Keno and wager on thoroughbred racing all from Top Tracks. And don't forget Memorial Day weekend racing at the Finish Line, Grand Island, number one for food and fun.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number. Custom Pack.
This week at Custom Pack of Hastings, get USDA Select Boneless Beef Ribeye Steaks, only $8.98 a pound. Four racks of pork spare ribs, only $2.15 a pound. And a six-pound box of 16 six-ounce char patties, only $22.95 each. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Oh, yeah. The day that Alice Cooper has played more than any other. School's out. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. For some, that means get a job. Get a job. Get something done. Well, Midway would love to have you be a part of their team. They have all kinds of openings with their expansion. The used car superstore is open. You can find out more at MidwayCareers.com. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Midway Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. They are in need of product specialists and many other spots are open, and check out a little bit of the flyer that you probably got in the mail here in the last couple of days from your Midway Auto Group. Full benefit packages, work weeks that work around your schedule, and you can find out all about it at MidwayCareers.com, the Midway Auto Group. And coming up here in just a moment, Monty Fife will join us to talk a little Grand Island track here on ESPN Radio. Going back to this conversation we had there with Stu, you could already tell Jordan Larson was, we didn't agree. I suppose they're going to put Alex Gordon. I totally disagree with Bud Crawford being in the top 30. I mean, I think that he's caught up. I mean, in 5 years, maybe we'll see. I think Omaha is caught up in the Bud Crawford, which is great. But will he be a name that we only heard about for 3 years, 4 years? I mean, he's been on the scene, but as far as being a world champion, I think he definitely belongs in the top 100. I'm not saying that, but top 10, not even close. Not yet. Not yet. Alex Gordon, I think, will be the highest of the new people just going. The one that, again, love Kurt Tomasevich, and he's been on the show before. He's the one that I am struggling the most with out of these ones that are being considered to put in, whether he makes it or not. Great Olympic gold medalist, I suppose. Then they'll start thinking about putting him in for some of the work that he did in football. But obviously, and again, it's weird because you pick somebody like Bud Crawford against Erica Anschutz of Grand Island. Well, they're both minor sports, but you know boxing a little bit more, so he's going to get up there higher than Erica because, well, it's archery. That's the bottom line. It's the bottom line. Where do you draw the line on the so-called minor sports, or in college we call them kind of the non-moneymaker sports, the core sports, if you will. They all have done great in their time. I mean, I would think that the best athlete in almost any sport would deserve to be on the top 100, because you do look at the ones that they just kind of filled out the list with down there between, as Stu said, 90 to 100 or 80 to 100. You know, if you're bringing home world titles just because you played in the NFL, it would be so hard. That room would be very interesting to be a part of, because it's a matter of opinion. That's bottom line. It's a matter of opinion. So we'll see how it all plays out. A couple of other sports notes here while we're trying to catch up with Monty Fife. Evidently, our phone system is having a fun day again today. We've had a couple of the disconnections, so we'll keep working on that. Randy Gregory signed his deal with the Dallas Cowboys yesterday, reportedly around four years, around $4 million, maybe just a little less. So Amir Abdullah probably in his first contract a little bit more than what they are getting over there for Randy Gregory, and a deal for Dallas. If it pans out, a deal for Dallas. Big Ten baseball, first game of the day is done, and Ohio State is the first team home. And can you believe it? Can you believe it? They were an out away from winning yesterday, and now they're the first team home. Iowa hits that two-run home run in the ninth and beats them 3-2, and today Indiana scores three in the eighth to break open the 2-2 game and win it by a score of 5-3. Nebraska and Michigan State will be up next at 1 o'clock, and we'll have it on 1230 KHAS pregame at around 1230 this afternoon. So that's what's going on in the Big Ten baseball tournament. As we said, state tennis is going on. We'll update you on that a little bit later on this afternoon as they get deeper in. You usually don't have many upsets in the first round of the tournament. State track begins tomorrow, and state baseball is continuing, and golf field is all filled up. So we'll talk more about that next week on the Doug and Daddy Show coming out of the Memorial Day weekend. So if you would like, again, to be a part of the program, 888-455-ESPN. We're going to give away Nebraska Danger tickets here before the end of the show as well. And you can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550 like Jeff did. He said, hi, Caleb. Plus, I don't like 18 county drivers. Okay, I started something. I said four. Somebody's probably going to honk at me when we drive down the road. Monty Fife is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Islanders getting ready to head to Omaha. And, Monty, thanks for the time. How are things in Purpleville?
Well, it's going really good. We just finished up our last day of school, and we sent the students home for the summer and trying to get ready for that state track meet.
How has it changed over the years? I remember when we got out, it was driving around and honking the horns, and it didn't have to be seniors. What's it like when they get out of school?
Yeah, I heard a few kids stealing out of the parking lot, but for the most part, it's pretty orderly. And, you know, by this time, most of the kids are just ready to walk out and go out for fast food with the friends. And pretty good. It went pretty well.
You've had a solid track season. You won your district. How would you categorize your boys' team?
Going into the season, I knew we had a chance of being a pretty good invitational team. I was really surprised towards the end how some of the younger kids really start to perform at a very high level. And I look at what my Chole has done. This is my first year out for track. And he's a senior for us, and he's had an incredible track season for us, won 157 at districts for us. And he's one of those guys that's helped us to have a good relay, good 800. And in our 4x4 relay, we put our good sprinter on there as well. So by putting some things together here at the end, we went from moving to be a pretty good invitational team, which I think was pretty outstanding towards the end. Now, going into state track meet, you know, that good invitational team changes a little bit because now we got to find our state meet points to be able to compete there.
Obviously, everybody knows about certain schools have certain events that they've just been consistently good at. And with the Cahoys, you have been, and on down the line, but right now it's the Cahoys. That pole vault, you go 1-2-3 at districts. Do you believe that will be your strongest event?
Yes, there's no doubt that the pole vault is our best event. We have a chance, I think, of placing the top two for sure. The third kid could sneak in for us, but we have a culture here with that where kids really like pole vaulting, and we spent a lot of time trying to bring kids up through that middle school and their freshmen and sophomores to get them ready for that event. So I would say that's probably our strongest event, obviously, going to state meet.
Kevin's best is 15-10 in a meet. What's his best personal that you've seen, whether it's practice or just in the summer or sometime? What's the best he's ever done?
He's done 16s his best ever. I really attribute most of this to season two. Not having any competition. Our guy, Austin Telecki, who's second in Class A, has been his only competition, and at every invite we've been at, basically the track meet has been over, and then Kevin comes in when everyone else is already done. So hoping that by going into state track meet, we'll get pushed a little bit more, and maybe that'll help him to get the adrenaline flowing, which obviously going to Omaha, that happens. So I'm hoping we can see that 16-foot 16-4 and beat his brother's school record. Be great, state record. So hoping good things still come out of him.
Does he have a little added pressure? How does he approach trying to break his brother's record, which is also the state record?
I would say what's happened maybe throughout the season is maybe he hasn't had as much fun with it as he needed to, because he has had a couple of meets where he's been stuck at 15-6, 15-10. And, you know, in any sport, when you start analyzing it too much, sometimes you take the fun away from it and you start to put pressure on yourself, and I've seen that happen. We tried to move him through bigger poles and try and find the right fit for him, and sometimes it just hasn't worked. And obviously most of our track meets we've had a pretty good win, and sometimes that's boring riding at the bar. So he's got some things to work on, but I still think the potential of the big vault is there tomorrow morning.
Monty Fife with us for a couple more minutes here. We're talking about the Grand Island Boys track team. Now, you also went 1-2-3 in the shot, but that's a little different than what Kearney did going 1-2-3 in the shot.
Right. I feel like coming out of that 9 o'clock field event tomorrow, Kearney will make either a statement with their shot put event or it'll be wide open, but I feel like that's going to be a key event for the start of the state track meet. And our guys, James Swanson was a 55-footer a year ago. He has struggled all year long, so I still believe that he can get in there and compete for a good medal as well. So, yeah, there's no doubt that Kearney throws is different than anybody else in the state.
Monty, I remember a couple of years ago, I think it might have been Terry Douglas, because I think his kid was in the same grade here, and he goes, "We got a kid in Grand Island whose times could beat most any high school meet, district, and that is your freshman this year in Casey Burnham. And if things go well, we're going to hear a lot about this youngster over the next 4 years. Just tell me his story, his background, and what you're seeing from him as just a freshman in the sprints.
Well, I know that Casey has had success all the way through his youth years in every sport he's done, and I put him on the varsity team right away, and I thought, you know, he's going to be a good runner. But he obviously opened my eyes up when he's beating the best sprinters out of Omaha and Lincoln, and he's one of those kids that has that second gear for competition. So, yeah, you're going to hear more about him. I don't know if the 100 and 200 will be his events. I've told him before that I see him easily being a 400-meter runner in the future. And he ran 50.1 the other day for the first time ever running in high school, and he ran our 4x4 relay. So I think there's all kinds of places we can use Casey because he is such a great competitor, and he's so mature for his age. He when he gets up there in the blocks, you can just see in his face that he knows he belongs there. And as a freshman, when you feel like you belong in the sprints, you're going to be a great competitor, and you are going to have some great things happen.
And, Monty, I guess, how do you feel about where you guys sit in the team race? It looks like you got a lot of kids, including the hurdles with Tanner Cook, that if they PR or end up a spot or two higher in the medals, I mean, the times aren't there to be gold, but if they can place or get you a sixth, that might make all the difference in the world in this team race.
That's right, and that's why I'm saying I believe that the shot put tomorrow for Kearney and for our guys, and just those first 9 o'clock field events tomorrow are going to be very big because that's when we're going to pole vault, and we're going to have either a really good feeling about 11 o'clock tomorrow, or we're going to try and figure out how we're going to have to dig ourselves out of a hole, and hopefully that's not what's going to happen. And I just feel like the team race, you know, Kearney is always going to be Kearney, but the thing about Kearney is they're maybe not having that third guy like they used to always have, where that opens it up for the team race to maybe split points a little bit more. But I see Omaha Creighton Prep being very tough in the whole process as well. They beat us in the invites that we've been at, and they're a pretty well-rounded team, and I'm sure they'll step it up this weekend to see what they can get done as well.
Now, Monty, I can't have you on without asking you your thoughts on Nebraska football.
I knew that was coming.
Well, we've had Riker on. We've talked about it. The last time we talked to him was right before he went in for his after spring football meeting with Coach. Is there anything you can share with us?
The only thing I can really tell you is, you know, we visit this all the time. We visit his decision to go to Nebraska, and he has never, ever said that he wished he would have gone someplace else. And it's been a tough road. But he keeps on saying he wants to see how far he can take it. He wants to go up against the best. And, you know, you keep in mind that even though he may not be seeing a lot of game time, he is seeing a lot of good things in practice, and he loves the new coaching staff. Coach Langsdorf, his exact words as soon as the spring game was over, he said, "I've learned more about being a quarterback in the last 4 weeks than I've ever learned about ever before." And he said he's just such a great guy because he never yells at us, and he coaches us all the time. Every little aspect of the game, he's coaching us. So no matter what, he knows that whatever happens over the next couple of years, he's going to get the coaching he needs. He knows he's going for his dream, and, you know, he's never going to have to look back. And, you know, that's what I'm proud of him about, because he gets asked all the time, "Did you make the right decision? Why don't you go and transfer someplace else?" But in his heart, he doesn't want to transfer. He never even talks about it, even though he could probably go play someplace else right away.
Well, there's no doubt that one of the things that you just said, his personality would seem to fit better with the new staff than the previous staff. And I've said here on the show, because everybody asks all kinds of questions, and there's no doubt that UNK would love to have Riker, and the fans of the Lopers would love to have Riker, but that's not my point. I'm saying the kid's chasing his dream. I love that. If you got a chance to play D1 ball, and I think he's proven he's good enough to play D1 ball, I still think that he's number two behind Tommy, just the way things have fallen. But is that the way you guys see it?
Well, I know that looking at it from probably a coaching perspective, I look at it as, if you would not have done spring ball like you did, you would have had two young quarterbacks wondering where they fit in at. And those two guys might have thought, maybe I don't fit the system, maybe I don't get a chance, maybe they transfer. And then all of a sudden, you have a couple of juniors left, and then you're probably going to be looking to really try and find quarterbacks in a hurry to fill in your position. So he has never said where he feels like he fits. He just keeps on saying, I know that fall ball's where it matters, and I know as long as I keep on doing what's asked of me, I'll be able to compete for the position. So, again, he's just going to do whatever he can to make the best of it.
Well, we'll see Riker in the fall, and as always, give him our best, and we give you our best too, Monty, for the time you give us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and have safe travels to Omaha, and have a great week with these guys.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care. Monty Fife, the head coach at Grand Island, of course, Riker's father, and getting to talk about couple, three different issues here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Dave Malarnik's going to join us here in a moment. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question as well. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, we asked you about the NFL moving the point after touchdown to the 15-yard line. Do you like it? A little more overwhelming than I thought. 86% said, yeah, we like moving the kick to the 15-yard line. Today, on our Midtown Mark Cooler question, which you can vote on at ESPNSuperstation.com, we ask you, which first-year NBA coach has done a better job of getting their team to the conference finals? Dave Blatt with the Cleveland Cavaliers, 53-29 of the regular season, 9-2 in the playoffs, and have taken the lead over the Hawks, or Steve Kerr with the Warriors, 67-15 of the regular season, 9-2 in the playoffs, and have the first game from the Rockets. Who's done better? David Blatt at Cleveland, Steve Kerr with the Warriors. Blatt has caught so much grief, but even with Steph Curry being the MVP, I have to say Steve Kerr has done the better job. I mean, they have won 14 more games, and Cleveland still has LeBron, and he's the best player in the NBA. But you vote. You let us know what you think at ESPNSuperstation.com. Every time I look up, we've got more David Letterman. I should have taken the day off just to watch David Letterman stuff because it's just outstanding. But coming to Nebraska, and we've known this for a while, but it's getting very, very close, just a couple of months away, July 28th through August 2nd, the State Games of America. And Dave Larnick joins us here to talk about it. Dave, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, and sorry if I was talking over you there a little bit.
Well, I did not hear your comments. Did you have something you wanted to chime in on?
No, I was just telling another staff member that, hey, I'm going to be on the radio here, so pipe down, and then I realized you might have already patched me through. So anyway, I didn't have any comments on David Letterman or LeBron. Anyway, so.
Well, we will see some outstanding athletes that will be coming to Nebraska in the end of July. There's a couple of different ways that I want to chat about what's going on. It's such a big event, yet you want to be able to enjoy it and have Nebraskans compete. So first off, for the folks that maybe haven't heard about it or have been in the Cornhusker State Games and don't know the difference, explain to our listeners what is all entailed with the competition in the State Games of America.
You bet. Well, we are one of 31 member states in the National Congress of State Games. So 31 out of the 50 states do their own state games. And they started a State Games of America that happens every other year. And what happens is it's a national version of State Games. And if you are the host state like we are for 2015, your participants sign up as usual. There are no qualification requirements for Nebraskans. So you just sign up like you would for the Cornhusker State Games. And this event does replace the Cornhusker State Games. But what we get is the added benefit of participants who have meddled in their own games over the past 2 years are eligible and can come sign up and participate in our games right alongside of us. It's a bigger version, and I think the way most Nebraska participants are looking at it is they get to meet new people. They get to compete against new athletes. I know a lot of my kids do, you know, some of the team sports, and they do see a lot of the same teams from Omaha to Kearney to North Platte and West sometimes. See a lot of the same teams over and over again. So this is a chance to play against other athletes. And it's got the same number of sports we always have for Nebraska, so 60-plus sports. And the dates are July 28th through August 2nd. Most of it's going to happen between the 30th, which is Thursday, July 30th, and August 2nd. So it's a little bit later than normal. It does replace our games, but it involves participants from around the country. The exception to the eligibility requirement, there are 14 sports that the national office has deemed as developing sports. And in those, and those are listed on our website. I can't name them off, but in those events, it's open registration for anybody anywhere. And those are sports that are offered in fewer than 8 states. And they're trying to get more interest in the other states to have the event. So they kind of left those open and to help develop competition in those areas. That's a long-winded way to tell you, but everything is at SGA2015.com.
SGA2015.com. Folks, if you want more information, if you want to get registered, if you want to compete, what kind of numbers, and we're talking with Dave Manerick, the executive director here. Dave, what kind of numbers are we looking at for participants, and how does it compare with the past? What's an average, and how will, how is the numbers right now keeping on par with that?
Right. Well, what we expect, or I guess our projections, our goals, are that we would have 13,000 Nebraskans, which that's been about our last five-year average, and then 5,000 to 7,000 participants from outside of Nebraska. So we'd end up with somewhere between 18,000 and 20,000 total participants. The biggest state games of America that's ever been held was in Colorado Springs in, I think, 2009, and they had 10,600 or something like that. So with just Nebraskans, because our state games is typically bigger than the host states that have had this event before, we would be the biggest and best ever. So we're on pace to do that. Now, where we are right now, since we've had entries open for some time, we have a total enrolled of just over 4,600 right now. So, and that's pretty heavy on out-of-state participants, because we were pushing up this May 15th, lock in a spot if you're not from Nebraska, date. And we had a good run up until then, and participants are still signing up from all over the country, which they're welcome to do until July 1st. But 4,600 registered so far, and they represent 45 different states, which is a record. The most ever before was 43 in that final year in Colorado Springs. So we've already set that record, and we feel confident we'll blow away the total participation record. And just to put entries into perspective against our normal pace, on the 20th of May last year, we ran our first, what we call the daily entry report.
Mm-hmm.
We had 512 total participants registered. So we're whatever that is, 8 times that already. And it's pretty exciting to think about what might happen. It's a little bit overwhelming, but it's also we're pleased with the pace, but we really don't know how, you know, if people are just respecting the deadlines more, knowing that, you know, all this competition is coming. We don't know for sure, but the numbers right now look pretty encouraging.
Again, the State Games of America run July 28th through August 2nd, different sports, different days. And, of course, one of the big things at the Cornhusker State Games or any event like this are the opening ceremonies. The National Anthem Contest winner is just down the road in Alma, and Dave Erkey, so he's going to be able to perform that. But the opening ceremonies, I imagine, are going to be even bigger and better for the State Games than we have seen, which has been great for the Cornhusker State Games. What do you got planned, and what do folks need to know?
Well, it's going to happen at a different venue. It's going to be a Memorial Stadium. We usually use Seacrest Field, and last year kind of stepped it up a little bit, went to Pinnacle Bank Arena. But for this summer, Memorial Stadium, July 31st, and the ceremonies kick off at 7:30, but we'll have the usual sport fest beforehand. And, of course, some of the big things going on are we have Lolo Jones and Jordan Burroughs, who are going to be part of the torch lighting and the oath of athletes for the event. So they're kind of our what we're calling athlete ambassadors to get people fired up, and they've been really great about helping promote the event. We have the Metal Militia coming in to do a freestyle motocross exhibition. So we're going to have motorcycles flying around Memorial Stadium. And, of course, if you're into freestyle motocross or extreme, I guess, X Games type of events, you probably know the name Brian Deegan, who really started the freestyle motocross, which you might call a movement, probably 20 years ago, and got the helped get the X Games going. Well, he is from Nebraska. He's from Bellevue, Nebraska. And he started this Metal Militia way back then. And so we're really proud that we're showcasing a group that resides in San Diego but has that Nebraska roots, the Nebraska beginning. So they're going to put on the entertainment along with the Champions Forever, which is mom, dad, and 12 kids doing basketball spinning and giraffe unicycles. And they were on America's Got Talent. And the parade of athletes, probably 7,000 to 9,000 athletes strong, will be a real spectacle because they'll come in by state. We usually have them come in by sport, but we've got flag bearer nominations and have actually made our selections of the honorary flag bearers from each state kind of based on their circumstances and their stories. And the people who come and beforehand in our marketing, you're going to get to know some of those stories. Some of them are already up on our website, but there's just some phenomenal people coming in for this event. And the torch lighting for this event is going to be spectacular. It's too long for me to try to describe it or tell you about it. It'll fall short anyway. You just have to be there.
Damon Eric, Executive Director, talking here for our last minute about the State Games of America that will be held in the Lincoln, Omaha area July 28th through August 2nd. You can go to SGA2015.com, SGA2015.com. Volunteers, it takes a lot of people to put on this event. You guys, after a while, I'm sure it becomes a little bit routine. You can rely on some things. But a big event like this, I know that Lincoln hosted the Special Olympic National Games. Are you guys all set there?
Hey, we're doing really well. We're not set, but the registration process is going well, and we're pushing for 5,000 volunteers, and we feel confident. When the Special Olympics National Games was here, they needed 7,800, and they had 9,200 sign up. So we're kind of really in the just hitting the crux of the marketing phase for volunteers, and we're not certainly not concerned that we won't have enough. At the same time, there's a lot of communication that has to happen to make it work.
Dave, anything else that our listeners need to know?
No, just make sure you mark it down on your calendar, get on the website, and get signed up. It's going to be a spectacular year, one not to miss for sure.
It's always great. It's the State Games of America, just 2 months away, July 28th through August 2nd. Dave, if you need anything else or need to get back on the show, let us know, and we'll chat again, okay?
I appreciate the opportunity very much. You guys are great.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great weekend.
Too.
Dave Manerick joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about the State Games of America. Again, the website, SGA2015.com. Those are the numbers, SGA2015.com. Man, we've learned a lot today on the Doug and Daddy Show. At least I hope you have. I have. Getting to talk to our guests. We've got one final break, and as we do that, your chance to be a winner here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow, we got Fanatics Friday Trivia. Today, we're going to give you a chance to go to the Nebraska Danger. Just a couple of home games left in the regular season. Saturday night, they host the Colorado Ice at 7 o'clock. And as we go to break, our trivia question is coming up. If you answer the trivia question first correctly, we'll have a family four-pack of tickets to Saturday's game, Nebraska and the Colorado Ice at the Heartland Events Center, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. We're going to go back to Nebraska's all-time 100. We were talking about it with Stu Pospisil. I had the question, Caleb. I had it all worked out. I was going to say, who's the top female on the list? And then Stu said Allison Weston, so we can't go with that one. So let's use our boy in the backyard here. He's in the top 10. Where is Tom Kropp on Nebraska's all-time top 10 athlete? What number is Tom Kropp in the all-time top 100, and we'll cut it down. He is in the top 10. First correct caller gets a family four-pack of tickets to the Nebraska Danger, and we will be back after this.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
At Copycat Printing, we do more than copy and print. We help our customers communicate. Today, the need for effective design is stronger than ever.
With the experience from our design team, let us help you refresh your look. Whether it's a new design or enhancing your current vision, we provide personalized designs for any project in mind.
Design isn't just a job, it's our passion.
Contact the design team at Copycat Printing, 2100 Avenue A. Visit CarneyCopycat.com or like them on Facebook. Copycat Printing, the better idea.
Get your vehicle ready for summer travel at the Memorial Day Tire Sale, on now at Grand Tire. Get a $50 instant rebate when you purchase and install four tires. Plus, get up to $60 mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear or Dunlop tires. It doubles to $120 when you use your Goodyear credit card. Or up to $80 mail-in rebate on select Hankook tires. Stop in and register to win a new gas grill. All tires on sale now at the Memorial Day Tire Sale through Saturday, May 23rd. Grand Tire, your tire store next door.
This Memorial Day weekend, it's time to tackle the landscaping project. Steinbrink's Landscaping and Greenhouse has their roots planted right here. Come see the largest selection of shrubs, perennials, and ornamental grasses in central Nebraska. Now through Memorial Day, the more you buy, the more you save. Buy $50 worth of shrubs, perennials, and ornamental grasses and save 10%. Spend $100 and save 20%. Open all weekend and Memorial Day 9 to 3. Locally owned, locally grown, Steinbrink's. South of Highway 30, 30th Avenue, Kearney.
Sports Talk from the guys who know more useless information than anyone in town.
And your father smelt of elderberry.
KICS Hastings.
KXPN Kearney.
Tom Kropp, number 9 on the all-time list. Not going to say number one, but he's definitely higher than that in our hearts. Tom Kropp, number 9. Congratulations to Parse in Grand Island. Yes, Parse in Grand Island. He is the winner of the Nebraska Danger tickets. By the way, that top 10, just because we've been talking about it, we will more. 10 was Jim Hartung. And for some of you youngsters, I'll try to fill you in here. Jim Hartung, the greatest gymnast probably in Nebraska history. At least that's what this is saying. Tom Kropp was 9. Amon Green was 8. Again, by being an all-pro, you kind of jump Coach Kropp, but multiple sports. Of course, Amon was great in high school. Richie Ashburn, baseball, 7. Lloyd Hahn, track, 6. A majority of you are never going to know who that is. And his competition was back in the 20s and 30s and all over the world. Johnny Rogers, 5, football. Bob Boozer, basketball, 4. Grover Cleveland Alexander, baseball, 3. Gale Sayers, football, 2. And Bob Gibson is number 1 on the 100 greatest athletes. I think we can wrap up the show. So let's do it. It's been a very good, informative show. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Tomorrow, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on at track, some updates on what's going on at state tennis. We'll talk Legion baseball with Russ Kindig of Hastings, talk about the American Legion season. They had their opener against Kearney earlier this week, and they'll start getting real busy here now with the Hastings Legion baseball. He'll be among our guests tomorrow. I want to thank Monty Fife, Grand Island Track, and wish the Islanders the best of luck. Also, Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, and Dave Manerick from the State Games of America with the Nebraska Sports Council, also putting on the Cornhusker State Games over the last number of years, for all joining us today. I'm going to take tomorrow off. We've got the Big Ord open. You can still get signed up. Somebody's got to be in the last flight with me, so that's where I'm going to be. Be careful if you're out there. So I just want to say happy Memorial Day. We will have state track updates throughout the weekend. Tyson Argain and Hastings are going to have all of those for you. So not going to miss a thing. Have a great weekend. back next week talking golf and baseball. We'll have the brackets out. We'll see who's going out of the Big Ten on Tuesday. So until then, have a good one. Hopefully you'll enjoy the show tomorrow as well. Jimmy and Randy will be in. It'll be another good one. And best of luck to all the competitors this weekend in Omaha for track and, of course, what's going on with tennis and everything else. And I'll be back with you Tuesday. Have a great Memorial Weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.